turns gold. There's a cold monkey with a heart so bold, tapping on keys like they're made of pure soul. Building dreams out of digits, making websites roll. Oh, Austin Cold Monkey, working all night. SEO wizard making ladies take flight. From the Texas heat to the neon glow, you're the consummate king of the SEO show.
Welcome to the Deep Dive. We sift through the sources so you don't have to, aiming to get you genuinely informed fast.
Glad to be here.
So today we've got kind of an interesting mission. We're looking at the marketing and service page for Austin Code Monkey. They're an SEO agency based in Austin.
Right.
But we're not just reviewing them. We're using their service list, which seems pretty comprehensive, as a sort of roadmap.
Like a practical curriculum for understanding modern SEO.
Exactly. What does a professional full-service SEO operation actually do today?
It's a great approach. Instead of just theory, we see what a company claiming to be complete actually puts on the table. That term, complete SEO company, is key.
It is. And they have some bold claims right out of the gate. They call themselves the top Austin SEO company. Stress, measurable results, transparency.
Which you'd expect, maybe.
Sure. But the two claims that really set the stage for our deep dive are that complete SEO company tag and also affordable Austin SEO company. Ah, okay. That's where it gets interesting, doesn't it? Complete and affordable often feel like they're pulling in opposite directions in this field.
Precisely. So as we unpack just how complex complete SEO is, we have to keep asking, how does the affordable part stack up?
It's the central tension. But first, just the basics from the source.
Right. Yeah. Practical stuff. They operate Monday to Friday, 10 a.m. to 10 p.m. And their focus is very much Austin, Texas, and the wider metro area.
So Travis, Williamson, Hays counties, that whole surrounding region.
That's what it says, which, you know, leads us directly into the first big pillar, local SEO.
Makes sense. If you're an Austin-focused agency, you better be good at local.
Absolutely. And the source really emphasizes this connecting businesses with customers who are, like, right now searching for stuff in their immediate area.
Yeah, the intent is super high on those searches. People searching near me or plumber in Austin, they're ready to buy or book.
So if your business isn't showing up prominently, especially on, say, Google Maps,
you're just invisible to the hottest leads.
Yeah.
It's that simple. And the tactics mentioned are pretty standard, but crucial. Optimizing the Google My Business profile.
Or Google Business Profile, as it's called now. Yeah, that's huge.
Right. Building local citations, so directory listings, mentions. And managing online reviews, that seems critical.
Oh, absolutely critical. Reviews are massive for trust and for rankings. It's all about building that local authority.
And there's a nuance here about the geographic reach. You mentioned the counties. The source points out it's not just downtown Austin.
Right. It has to cover places like Round Rock, Cedar Park, Pflugerville, even Georgetown. Austin sprawl is real.
So if you only target Austin, you might miss a huge chunk of potential customers in those surrounding communities.
Definitely. You need that broader yet still localized strategy.
Okay, so local SEO gets people interested locally, but what makes them stick around once they click? That brings us to content, doesn't it?
It has to be content. The source calls professional SEO content writing the cornerstone. And, well, that's true, but what counts as good content has evolved so much.
Yeah, it's not just about, you know, writing clearly anymore. It needs to be technically smart, too. The source mentions using semantic keywords and LSI terms, latent semantic indexing.
Right, LSI. It sounds technical, but the idea is pretty intuitive. It's about the related terms that give context.
So not just stuffing the main keyword over and over.
Exactly. That's old school and ineffective. If you write about, say, electric cars, Google expects to see related terms like charging stations, battery life, Tesla, range anxiety, maybe even specific model names.
Ah, so those LSI terms help Google confirm you're actually covering the topic comprehensively, not just repeating a keyword.
Precisely. It tells the algorithm that this content has depth and truly addresses the topic cluster. It separates expert content from thin, spammy stuff.
So the goal for content is really two things then. Create genuinely useful, authoritative stuff for the reader.
Answer their questions, solve their problems.
While also making sure it's structured in a way that these complex search algorithms can understand its depth and relevance. And it still has to be readable, obviously.
That's the balancing act. It needs to satisfy the user and the bot. If the bot can't make sense of it, the user will likely never even find it.
Okay, makes sense. Content is king, but the king needs the right advisors, let's say.
Something like that. You need the substance and the technical signals.
All right, let's shift gears then. Let's get into the stuff happening behind the curtain, technical SEO.
The foundation, as the source calls it. And yeah, this is often where that affordable claim starts to get tested.
Because it requires real specialization.
It really does. You're dealing with the website's core infrastructure. The absolute basics they mention are site speed and mobile responsiveness.
Which feels like, well, everyone knows that's important now, right?
You'd think so, but getting it right is complex, especially with Google's focus on user experience, measured by things like Core Web Vitals.
Ah, yes. Core Web Vitals. That's the big one. Can you break that down simply? What are they actually measuring?
Sure. Think of it as measuring the quality of the user's loading experience. There are three main parts. First, LCP, or largest contentful paint, basically. How fast does the main content appear?
Okay, load speed.
Second, FID, first input delay. How quickly does the page respond when you try to click or interact with something?
Interactivity responsiveness.
And third, CLS, cumulative layout shift. Does the page jump around annoyingly while it's loading? Visual stability.
Right. I hate when buttons move just as I try to click them.
Exactly. Google hates it too. Failing these core web vitals can seriously hurt your rankings, no matter how good your content is. Getting these right often requires, frankly, development work.
Which costs money and time. Okay, I see the affordable challenge emerging.
Definitely. And beyond Core Web Vitals, there's a whole list of other technical checks mentioned in the source material.
Yeah, it's quite a list. Structured data markup, fixing crawl errors, site architecture, XML sitemaps, robots.txt, HTTPS, canonical tags, redirects. It's a lot.
How do we make sense of all that?
We can sort of group them. Right. One group is about talking to Google effectively. That's your XML sitemap telling Google what pages exist. Robots.txt telling it what not to look at. Fixing crawl errors, ensuring Google's bot doesn't hit dead ends.
Okay, so communication clarity.
Exactly. The second group is more about site health and efficiency. HTTPS for security. Canonical tags to avoid confusing Google with duplicate content. Redirects to cleanly guide users and bots when pages move. It's like digital housekeeping, but essential.
Got it. So technical SEO builds this solid, well-organized house. Then on-page SEO is like decorating the rooms.
Huh, that's a decent analogy.
Yeah,
on-page SEO is optimizing the elements people actually see and interact with on the page, building on that technical foundation.
And this includes the classic stuff, right? Title tags, meta descriptions. Yep. Title tags, meta descriptions, header tags, H1s, H2s, image alt text, making sure your internal linking structure makes sense, clean URL patterns, that's all on page.
But the source mentioned something more advanced, structuring content specifically to win featured snippets.
Ah, yes. Position zero. That's a huge win. It means formatting your content, often using lists or concise Q&A style answers, so Google might pull it directly into the search results page as the top answer.
Which gives you incredible visibility and authority, even if the user doesn't click through.
Exactly. It establishes you as the answer right there. That requires careful content structure and formatting a more advanced on-page tactic.
Okay. And none of this works, presumably, without knowing what term you're actually targeting. Which brings us to keyword research.
The starting point for so much of this, and the source stresses it has to be data-driven. You're looking at search volume, sure, but also competition level, user intent.
Intent seems key. What does the user actually want when they type that query?
Right. Are they looking for information? Are they ready to buy? Are they comparing options? Understanding intent is crucial for choosing the right keywords and creating the right content. And you need to gauge conversion potential. Will ranking for this term actually lead to business?
And it's not just about the obvious high volume keywords anymore.
Generally, no. Especially for affordability. The source mentions uncovering long-tail opportunities and question-based queries.
Long-tail, meaning more specific, less common phrases.
Exactly. Like, instead of targeting Austin restaurant, which is super competitive, maybe you target best dog-friendly patio brunch East Austin. Much lower volume, but the intent is super specific and likely high conversion.
Way less competition, too, I'd imagine.
Usually, yes. Professionals dig for these gems. It's about finding the valuable niches where you can actually compete and win customers.
Okay, so we've got the site built right, the content optimized for users and bots targeting the right keywords. What about building authority off the site? Link building.
Ah, the perennial challenge. Yes, comprehensive link building services, high quality backlinks, Links from other websites to yours are still a massive ranking factor. They're like votes of confidence.
But this is where things can get sketchy, right? Black hat versus white hat.
Absolutely. And this is another stress test for affordable. The source explicitly states they focus on ethical white hat methods.
Which means?
It means earning links, naturally. Not buying them or using spammy tricks. They mention things like content marketing outreach, creating great content that others want to link to. Local directory submissions, relevant ones, not junk. Digital PR.
Digital PR, like getting press mentions online.
Yeah, earning links from news sites or influential blogs because you did something newsworthy or insightful. Also guest posting on relevant sites, strategic partnerships. It's all about building real relationships and providing value.
And why is this white hat approach inherently more expensive or slower than the black hat techniques they avoid?
Because it takes time, effort, and often genuine creativity. Building relationships, crafting great content that earns links, doing outreach. That's skilled work. Black hat stuff, like buying thousands of spammy links, is quick and cheap initially.
But it can backfire spectacularly.
Hugely. Google's algorithms are designed to detect and penalize manipulative link schemes. A penalty can completely tank your rankings, sometimes permanently. White hat is slower, requires more investment, but it builds sustainable long-term authority that compounds over time. It's the only way to build a resilient online presence.
Right. Investing versus gambling, essentially.
Well put.
Okay, shifting slightly towards engagement on the site itself. The source brings up professional business explainer videos. Why is that relevant to SEO specifically?
It's becoming increasingly important. Good video content hits several key SEO metrics. First, it increases time on site. If people watch your video, they stay on your page longer.
And Google sees longer dwell time as a sign of good, engaging content.
Generally, yes. It suggests the page satisfied the user's query. Plus, a really good, informative, or entertaining video can attract natural backlinks if people share it or embed it elsewhere.
And for a local business, it can quickly communicate what they do, right? Their value proposition.
Exactly. Especially if their service is a bit complex. A short, clear video can make a huge difference in understanding and trust.
Okay, so we've covered a lot of complex components. Let's talk about the business side. What makes a company like this, according to the source, a trustworthy SEO partner? Transparency comes up first.
Yeah, transparency is crucial in SEO because, historically, it could be a bit of a black box. Clients paid money and hoped for the best.
So transparency here means?
Detailed reporting. The source mentions monthly reports tracking ranking progress, traffic growth, and this is key return on investment, ROI. Clients need to see what activities are being done and what impact they're having on the bottom line.
That builds trust. And that trust is also linked to using only those ethical white hat methods we discussed.
Definitely. Clients need assurance that the agency isn't taking shortcuts that could put their business at risk down the line. Sustainable results come from sustainable practices.
Another point they emphasize is rejecting cookie cutter solutions. Instead, they promise customized strategies. How important is that?
It's incredibly important, especially in a diverse market like Austin. A strategy that works for a downtown tech startup won't work for a suburban plumber or a boutique on South Congress.
The competitive landscape, the target audience, the business goals, they're all different.
Totally different. And that's where their claim of having local expertise comes in. You need intimate knowledge of Austin's market dynamics, how consumers search here, the regional trends.
Yeah.
You can't fake that with a generic template.
So that local knowledge allows for genuine customization, which should lead to better results.
That's the idea. It moves beyond generic best practices to highly targeted, effective campaigns for that specific business in this specific market.
Okay, let's synthesize all this. We've seen the complexity, technical, content, local, links, video. Why should a business invest in this level of professional SEO? What's the core value proposition according to the source?
Well, it boils down to a few key advantages, especially compared to, say, just running paid ads. First, qualified traffic.
Meaning?
People finding you through search are actively looking for what you offer. They have intent, not like an ad interrupting them. They initiated the search. That traffic is inherently more valuable.
Okay, better leads.
Second, it's presented as cost-effective marketing in the long run. There's often a significant upfront investment, especially in that technical foundation and quality content links.
Right, that affordable question again. It might not feel cheap initially.
Exactly. But unlike paid ads where you pay for every click, indefinitely, good SEO builds an asset. Once you rank well, that visibility can bring in traffic and leads organically for months or years, offering exceptional long-term ROI compared to constant ad spend.
Makes sense. And the third point?
Credibility and trust. Ranking highly, especially organically, signals to users that you're an established, authoritative player in your field.
Mm-hmm.
Google itself is vetting you, in a way.
Plus, it works all the time.
Right. It's a 247 marketing engine. Your optimized website is constantly working to attract those high-intent local searchers day or night.
So to recap for everyone listening, a truly complete SEO company strategy involves this intricate dance between technical optimization, rich content, hyper-focused local strategies, and ethical authority building through links and maybe even video. It's a lot of moving parts.
It really is an ecosystem. And the key takeaway, I think, is realizing how interconnected it all is. You can't just do one piece well and expect success. If your technical SEO is weak, your great content might never get found.
If your content isn't deep, your local signals might not be enough. Everything has to work together seamlessly. Okay, so here's the final thought we want to leave you with. We've touched on so many specialized, often invisible elements today. Core Web Vitals, canonical tags, semantic keywords, digital PR outreach, schema markup. Given all that complexity, which specific, maybe less glamorous foundational element do you think businesses trying DIY SEO in a competitive market like Austin most often neglect or misunderstand? Where's the common stumbling block?
Oh, that's a good question. I mean, content is often visibly weak, but I suspect the biggest foundational gap is often in that deep technical stuff. Especially the parts related to clear communication with Google.
Like the sitemaps, the schema markup, handling crawl errors correctly.
Exactly. That technical hygiene. It's not sexy. It requires specific expertise. And it's easy to think, my site works, it's fine. But fine isn't good enough for competitive rankings. Getting that technical conversation with Google wrong can undermine everything else.
So the unsexy plumbing is often the first thing to leak when you try to build the house yourself.
That's a good way to put it. It demands attention right from the start.
Something to definitely think about as you navigate your own digital strategy. And just for the record, the contact number listed in the source for Austin Code Monkey was 737-932-7532.
Good to have the details.
All right, that wraps up this deep dive. Thanks for listening.
See you next time.
Austin Code Monkey delivers expert web design and SEO services for businesses that want more calls, more leads, and more jobs. Our SEO strategies ensure your online presence keeps growing and bringing in results. For more information, call 737-932-7532 or visit our website at austincodemonkey.com.
SEO isn't making rankings take flight. From the Texas heat to the neon glow, you're the cold swinging king of the SEO show.